episode 1245, Don't Let the Worst Get the Best of You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is Friday, and it is Confessions of an Upset Mama, and I've got a huge smile on my face. Don't let the worst get the best of you. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, the challenge in parenting is don't let the worst get the best of you. How do you handle a situation when the situation seems to be handling you? Oh, I don't like those positions that we put ourselves in. What do you do as a parent? You know, when you are caught there, because what we do is a thankless job, yet it's the most rewarding. But what happens when you are faced with the struggles of reckless, unexperienced children who want what they want when they want it? Not a fun corner to be trapped in. Yet, I don't know any parent who hasn't been caught in that corner. Frustration and anguish can be overcoming and builds to a point of exasperation. No parent likes to be in this position. You begin to question the idea of ever having children and whether or not you will ever be able to finish the job alive with your sanity intact. We need a little hope, don't we? Well, let's jump first to a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. They provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. As of today, over 100,000 people have discovered Health, Hope, and Inspiration, a weekly podcast specifically designed for people of faith who are living with cancer. If you or someone you love has received a cancer diagnosis, Health, Hope, and Inspiration will help you find strength and answer your questions about cancer prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. You can tune in weekly and subscribe to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, you know, when you're caught in this position and you really don't want to be, you're cornered, so to speak. You know, you never want to corner a dog, right? Because they're going to come lashing right out at you. Same with a child. If you corner a child, they're going to lash out at you. And us as a parent, we just feel a little bit wet, hopeless. Well, you're not alone. Don't let the worst get the best of you. As children get older, they begin to test you in different ways. Can you think of some right now? Oh, I can. Let's start way back when. The bedtime challenge. You know, when you say it's time to go to bed and it's 3 hours later when they're actually in bed and you have to figure out, oh, wait, maybe we need to come up with a system and put it into place that gets us to the final, you know, outcome that we're really looking for, that result of your head's on the pillow, you're tucked in the covers, and you're in bed, and I get my free time, right? That's right, the bedtime challenge. What about dessert without eating dinner? Mom, I'm just not hungry. And then all of a sudden, you pull out the ice cream and chocolate syrup with a little, you know, drizzle of caramel sauce, and they're all over. Oh, I'm so starving now. But you couldn't eat your potatoes and your carrots and your, you know, little salad with a little bit of meat with it. Crazy, I know. Continue on, right? Staying up later on a school night, maybe sleepover request. I remember those days. You have both of them standing in front of you. And your child saying, Mom, I already asked his mom. And his mom said yes. And your, you know, the little friend of your child is looking at you like, oh, please say yes. I so want to come over. And you're forced into a corner, right? You almost have to say yes. It's just not fair. Then they get older. And they want these party outings. And all of a sudden they tell you, oh, Mom, I've got 10 girlfriends coming over. No warning. You got like 20 minutes to throw stuff together. And you're just like, oh, okay. But then ultimately you're kind of excited about it because they are at your house. And so you know that they're going to be safe. Then it's the car, the automobile, and curfew. Okay, so for me now, it's the young adult children getting ready to move out and live on their own. Well, at least in their eyes, they're moving out and living on their own. Because we're still paying for half of their living expenses, yet they think they're on their own. Well, my daughter and I began talking about some major decisions for her nursing school this fall, and she was very hesitant as to how to approach me. Now, I already kind of had a feeling that this was all happening. In fact, she made some decisions I wish she had discussed with me first before taking action. But what do? She's grown up. Well, you don't let the worst get the best of you. So how do you overcome the worst? That's what they're dishing out at you, in order to be your best. You ask the bigger question. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Ask the bigger question. Most of what we are doing as parents is questioning our children as to their motives. We want to know why it happened. But what would it feel like to you if you asked yourself the bigger question? And some of these bigger questions are this. Why does this upset me? What is it that's causing me to react this way? How come I can't control my frustration, my anger, or my tears? What is it about this situation that bothers me? When you ask the bigger question, you are understanding where you are coming from, and even if it's relevant to the situation. The bigger question removes the blame game and focuses on the issue at hand. We get stuck in the blame game, the cause and effect syndrome, right? When you remove that blame game, you release the cause and effect syndrome that we as parents get wrapped up in. Think about when you question your children. Now, if you have older children, you can very quickly think of many situations, I'm sure, but when they were younger, they're little cuter situations, right? They're not, doesn't seem so deadly, and it doesn't seem so life-threatening that someone's really going to drastically get hurt or their life is going to be destroyed if this continues on. So let's think about the younger things when they're little and so adorable that you can't help but just squeeze them after it's all said and done and laugh a little bit when they're not looking. But ultimately, when they're in a situation that you really don't like, you're wanting to know the cause and the effect. Why did this happen? But in all of this, you get yourself wrapped up in it. Your emotions become embedded, right? You don't want that. Yeah, it's okay to want to know why something happens, but most of us already know the underlying reason. If we're honest with ourselves, we already know what happened. Or we've got it pretty close to exactly what happened. The part where the worst gets the best of us are the emotions that are intertwined with the cause and effect. When in actuality, the cause and effect has no bearing on us. But we allow it to be that. It's an action or decision made by the child which has resulted in the effect. But what we ultimately do is their wrong is our wrong. And that's wrong. You notice a wrong doesn't make a right, and a wrong doesn't make a right. It doesn't matter. A wrong is a wrong, period. And it doesn't work for us as a parent. So don't let the worst get the best of you. Ask the bigger question. When my daughter began talking to me about some of these decisions that she has made with the quote unquote, what's next, I mentally processed the situation as to what is it about this situation that bothers me? Where am I hung up on it? What's the issue here at hand? For me, okay, not for her, not all the things that I think she needs to be looking at, but it's turning the table and looking at it from my perspective as to me. What is it about this situation that bothers me? Well, it totally changed the conversation we had. There was no yelling or heated discussion. It was just simple questions for her about how she came to these decisions. I was able to keep a level head and took to heart that this wasn't about me. You see, that's the issue here. When we begin to ask the question, the bigger question, we begin to remove ourselves out of the equation. Now, if I was to have thrown my frustration about how she had handled it and what she didn't do with what she had done, there would have been some yelling and arguing and probably some time needing to be spent away from each other. I would have been disappointed in her and her disappointed with me. A no-win situation. Ask the bigger question. When we are parenting, as our children grow up and they gain experience, which we hope leads to wisdom, just like we do. You know, if you were to ask our parents, they're praying for our wisdom and that we will continue to gain it and not lose it. But there are a lot of people out there that are struggling, because what happens is we take the situation and adopt it as if we are the ones actually in it. And how we see ourselves in the situation makes us wrong. So if our child's wrong, that means we're wrong. And that means we're wrong as a parent. And that makes us a bad parent. And that's just wrong. Do you see all of that? Do you hear that? Think about it. Think about when you were out in public somewhere. I don't care if it's at church, in the grocery store. I don't care if it's at a public park, wherever you are. People are around. People can see you. You're interacting. And all of a sudden, your child goes into a temper tantrum. And you're trying to handle the situation, calm the child down, keep yourself together. Because I know I've been there. I've had five. It can be crazy. I've actually walked out of stores and left everything because of how my children have acted. Swift action. But you see, what I did best in that situation was not allowing their craziness to become my craziness. I wasn't the one kicking and screaming and hollering, saying I want this, or doing whatever they were doing at that time. They were. It wasn't me. It's not my fault as a parent. But how I handle the situation, how I respond to it, that is where I am responsible for. And we forget that as parents. Come on, moms. You know this. And if you don't, you're going to learn it today. Ask the bigger question. What your child does isn't what you do. Just because they're wrong doesn't make you wrong as a parent. Now, I know in some situations I can see how one could argue, well, it's a reflection on parenting. Yes, in some situations I get that, but that's for another episode. Here we're talking about communication, how we interact with our children. That's the key here. Don't let the worst get the best of you. Just because they're hollering and screaming doesn't mean you need to holler and scream too. In fact, if you calmly talk to them, they'll probably look at you and they'll be freaked out because you're not freaking out with them. It's amazing. I can't remember the exact conversations. We've had many with five children. But I know I had a conversation with my oldest daughter. It must be story day for my oldest daughter. And I remember her telling me something. And I really did ask the bigger question to myself. In my mind, I'm asking these questions to keep myself, what, calm, collected, cool, put together. I could handle this, no problem. And I calmly responded to the situation. Didn't yell. I wasn't loud. I wasn't whispering, but some people would say I was whispering because I have a really big mouth. And I don't need a microphone for anything except for recording. Otherwise, you can hear me in any country around the world. But in all seriousness, with her, she stopped later on and said, Mom, I really thought you might kill me. She goes, I didn't know what to do when you were so calm. I expected you to blow a gasket and yell at me and do somersaults or something, and you didn't do any of that. You see, when we begin to ask the bigger question, sometimes we begin to also stump our children. Don't tell that secret to them. You can share that secret when they become a parent. But right now, it's our secret. We need to ask ourselves the bigger question, because we don't need to let the worst get the best of us. There's too much happening in the world. We need to keep it together as parents. We need to come together. We need to learn to communicate better so we don't just have yelling and screaming. There's actual communication and dialogue happening, not monologues. Monologues don't help in parenting. There's got to be a dialogue. There's two sides to every story, and it's got to be heard. But when we get trapped in the blame game, yeah, we're going to let the worst get the best of us. but not today and not anymore. You're going to practice this. Ask the bigger question. Maybe you're wanting some help with this. It is hard. I don't care if you have young ones. I don't care if you have old ones. I've been there on all of it. And it can get quite crazy. But you don't have to do it alone. And you're not alone in this. This is something that all of us as parents, we deal with. But you are the CEO of the family. Think about that. That's a huge responsibility. You are in leadership in your family. So you can't sit there and act like a child. I mean, seriously, think about it. Would you hire yourself if you acted like a child? No, probably not. So you got to ask the bigger question. Understand that you're not alone. If you want someone to come beside you to help you in this area of parenting, leading the family, where you fit in, maybe it's, well, where does a child fit in? I don't know. You want help with that? Click on the link, take AIM in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. There's no strings attached, I promise. Click on that link, a little form will pop up, fill it out. It comes directly to me. There are no other eyes that see that form. It comes directly to me. I don't want anybody else reading it. My cats barely get over my shoulder, so they can't even see it either. My dog, well, yeah, if he gets on my shoulder, we're all in trouble. He's so big, our little bulldog. He's not little. So click on that link, take aim in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you. You can make this happen. You don't have to do it alone. It is hard being a parent, and it's not easy. But you don't have to stoop down to their level. You need to raise them to your level. Don't let the worst get the best of you. Ask the bigger question. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.